bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham.
Good morning.
And we're glad to have you here with us today. I Am Love Builders is a show that is dedicated to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show. And we're glad to have our guest with us today, honey.
Yes,
we have a guest.
We do.
Yay, we love guests.
She's my friend before she was your friend.
But she's my friend now.
Well, we'll see.
And I love you both.
Let's not fight.
This is about relationships and sharing.
We don't share very well. Not friends. We don't share friends very well.
But we'll make it a group session.
So, now, help me because I want to make sure I pronounce your name correct. Pika?
Pika. Like
Pika.
Peekaboo.
Pika. Today we have in our studio with us on the I Am Love Builder Show, Ingrid Pika.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm going to read, Ingrid gave us a bio, so I'm excited to read about it. I got to put on my bio reading voice.
There you go.
Ingrid, beginning her early career as a practicing small animal veterinarian, Ingrid Pika studied business and quickly evolved towards business ownership and high-level administrative roles in private, corporate, and nonprofit entities industry-wide. In her consulting firm, which is Beyond Strategy Business Consulting, Ingrid works with small businesses from entrepreneurs to staff teams, training business development and realistic applications and profitability. Ingrid successfully replaced $100,000 a year losses in the nonprofit industry with viable budgets and effective staff selection and training processes in less than a year. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Ingrid is also an avid writer. She founded the independent publishing company Mish and Tish.
Yep.
Love it. Mish and Tish Publishing LLC, which is focused on enhancing creativity and writing opportunities for children. Within 6 months of the first book release, she successfully marketed the first of her mother's children's books series to Amazon.com, Tattered Cover, and Barnes and Noble. The book is already a three-time award winner. Wow. And the second one is due out in ebook by the end of 2014. She is now actively building a platform for participatory literacy and is a board member of the Educational and Literacy Foundation of Colorado Independent Publishers Association. As a speaker, Ingrid addresses schools, local community groups, and has shared the stage with international consultants of celebrity status. She energizes and engages her audience with thought-provoking, practical, and highly interactive appearances. Welcome, Ingrid.
Thank you so much. That was pretty long, wasn't it?
Well, that was a lot.
I have to condense that.
Well, Ingrid, we're so glad you're here with us today.
This is so exciting, and congratulations with you with this wonderful show.
Oh,
I love the
you.
Concept.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yes, we love people. We love talking about communication and relationships and marriage and how we can just all get along.
Get along, honey? Yeah. Can we just all get along?
Yeah.
It's so important.
So, Ingrid, talk to us. Tell us about you. I mean, okay, we read all
well,
that.
I think we've done enough of that.
Tell us about Mish and Tish Publishing.
Well, Mish and Tish Publishing came about kind of a backwards way. When my mother had written these books 30 years ago,
wow,
she just did it for fun. It was actually a classroom assignment. I was the last of four, three older brothers. And when it was time for me to go to college, I did a kind of a roundabout thing. Mm-hmm. She came outside and I said, "Guess what I just did?" And she's like, "What?" And I replied, "I just signed you up for a college class."
Oh, wow.
So that ended up being in 3 years of taking creative writing and then also different art classes. And she really loved it. And one of the classes, she had an assignment that requested she write a poem. Mm-hmm. And on the due date, my mother doesn't do things halfway. She does it the whole way. The professor ended up with an entire book with illustrations on his desk, which is, yes, Mish and Tish and Mama's Brush. So the years came by and she added additional stories to them. Mm-hmm. She did send out one version to a publisher. Mm-hmm. And, of course, was rejected. Mm-hmm. But do you know with Dr. Seuss how many times Dr. Seuss had to
submit? Number, but I'm sure it was a lot.
It was the high 20s.
Yeah.
Wow.
That just he was rejected. And think about Harry Potter, how often that went in. And that
even
was
more than that.
Yeah, 12 or 14 times rejected.
And, Chicken Soup for the Soul, I think he went to...
Hundreds of thousands of times.
I didn't even know that.
Before that someone finally took a chance with him. Now, just think how those publishing companies feel.
Yeah,
that deny books.
Oops.
That are like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that was something that my mother is in her upper 80s, and so I didn't have the time to risk with that, going with one publisher than another. Right. So it was more an intent to allow my mother to see her work and give her the credibility that she did make a book that was worth something.
Right, right.
So after seeing that, when my kids took the little 8.5 by 11 computer scanned stapled booklets to school, the kids there were skipping recess and were sharing these books and pointing out, "Oh, can I read that one when you're done with it?" and being so sweet and kind with each other. I thought, wait a minute, there's something up with this. It's not just a family heirloom.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, how do I do this? And talked to several of the local entities. And being a small business consultant, I always want to remain local and try to use as many of the small businesses as I can.
Yeah.
So I was able to actually self-publish this book in a beautiful hardcover. Frederick Printing did the printing for us and worked very closely in setting it up. Scott Johnson did the graphic design. Had a local editor, Andrew McFadden Ketchum. And then Denver Bookbinding did the beautiful job of developing the hardcover and applying it. It is actually stitched. And that's where one of the first place awards is that we won for the Colorado Independent Publishers Association was for printing.
Wow.
So that's what the start was.
Excellent. So what does your mom say now when she has this hard copy
she can't believe it. She just can't believe it. She's like, really? She's one of the most humble people. And just she just goes out when she talks with children. Just yesterday we were outside and she was walking and two, three kids came up to her. She sits down on her walker and just engages with them. I'm off doing something else because but that's the key part about the relationships we were talking about. It's the focus. And so my mother is able to establish that platform for an adult to focus with a child and engage with them and invoke their curiosity, invoke the responses. One of the things that she really enhances is give the child the opportunity to speak and listen.
Excellent. So it's a series. So how many stories is it?
She's actually written and illustrated 10 of these.
Wow.
And as my children grew up with Mish and Tish, they got the rhythm, they got the rhyme, and they always thought it was fun. So for my mother's birthday and for Father's Day, they actually wrote stories of their own and drawing their little child's caricatures and then gave it to my parents as a gift.
Wow.
So she then, on some of these, also illustrated their work. which is what instigated my idea. Wait a minute, if my kids can do this, yes, other very special, but I know that other children can do this as well.
Right.
And
so tell us about what you have in each book in the back about you're energizing mm-hmm. young people to also be writers?
Absolutely. When years ago, I already started noticing when there are areas where children are disadvantaged, they don't have either the financial backing to have right. some of these educational opportunities.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then there's even some children that have amazing mansions that they live in, but mom and dad are not there for them. They're not mm-hmm. listening to them. They're not reading to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that learning to read and loving to read starts at a very early age.
It does.
Yes.
It does.
And if children are not encouraged to do so, then at that point in time, they tend to wilt.
That's right.
And their ability to gain that imagination does falter.
Yeah.
So when we want to offer it almost like a template, an ability for kids, and whether we do it through a classroom setting mm-hmm. or whether we offer it through the children to work on their own or with their parents or some other role model,
mm-hmm.
they can create their own story, their own storyline with the similar rhythm, wow. rhymes, and using Mission Tish. And then we'll be able to have them upload that mm-hmm. to a website bulletin board.
Yeah.
And from that bulletin board, then we can choose and elect and say, this is an amazing opportunity. This story is great. I love it. It engages with us. It makes us laugh. Let's put this and make it into a story, put it into a book form, the same as the Mission Tish and Mama's Brush,
mm-hmm.
put the child's name on it. And imagine having a kid
wow.
that's actually had a published book before they're age 10.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely awesome.
It's fun. It's amazing the responses we're getting.
And I always think about, because you're right, children have powerful
yes.
imaginations.
Yes.
And if we could just catch it early,
mm-hmm.
channel it mm-hmm. in the right direction, who knows what we have? Well, who knows who they will become?
Absolutely.
Because we really need to stimulate and talk to our children about achieving goals and becoming who they want to become.
Yeah. And often all they need is just that permission.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Sure.
And share stories of that.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
children.
Well, you're listening to I Am Love Builders Radio. We're here at Christ the King World Radio, ccradio.org, and World Media Ministries.org. My name is Casper Stockin with my lovely wife Cheryl in studio, and we have our lovely guest, Ingrid Pika,
thank you.
In studio. Tongue twister, but she's an awesome lady talking about her book. And we'll be back right after these messages.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355. 1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on World Ministry I'm sorry, here on ChristTheKingRadio.org. You're here with your guests, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we have in the studio our special guest, Ingrid Pika.
Thank you.
And she's here to talk to us about Mish and Tish. Now, Ingrid, you were saying at the break that there was a story you wanted to share with us. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we do go into classrooms to help teach children and just invigorate their minds on imagination and introduce the concept of rhythm and rhyme and how to make it fun.
Right.
So this one particular classroom where I was in, it was a very engaging little group. Mm-hmm. The children were, we just started the activity in which we had asked the children, tell us three things that Mish and Tish might do when they get up in the morning. So we've got kids on one end raising their hands and wiggling in their seats and crying out, reading. Another one, putting on shoes. Third one, making cookies and all kinds of ideas where I could barely keep up. Well, I noticed this one little boy in a corner. He was very quiet, but I saw that on his activity sheet, he definitely had ideas written down.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him to share his simple three words. In his response, he started kind of hemming and hawing and fidgeting in his seat. And he actually said out loud, now, these are dumb ideas. These are really stupid. I don't think these are any good.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to bring him up to speed with what the other kids were saying, there's no difference of whether you have an idea that Isaac Newton could have come up with versus the child next here said, let's read.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, he shared his three words, and I'll be very honest, I don't recall what the three words were, because as soon as he spoke them, this little boy literally dove under his desk.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And it took me in aback, and those just few seconds just have just engulfed themselves in my heart so strongly and just given me the strength and the understanding that this is really all about giving them permission to be creative.
Did he do that because he was afraid of what the other kids were going to say about it? Or I mean, what?
You know, I don't know exactly what his reasoning for it was, but I do know that the story gets much better because by the end of that hour session, where we had gone through the process of having the couplets where the children had two sentences that they created, they rhymed, they had a certain rhythm, we call it the Mish and Tish rhythm. But by the end of that session, it was only an hour, that little boy was able to tell us his couplets and he stood standing.
Wow.
Oh, good.
It was such a joy to see his face of, hey, I did this. I can do this.
Yeah.
And again, it was almost like he needed permission to be imaginative and that pat on the back. You can do this.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can stop you from doing this except yourself.
Wow. Now, Mish and Tish are characters that your mother created?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they just do different things and there's different stories about what they do in the book and they're travels or I mean what
their main goals are essentially to find something to do out of nothing. So whether they're walking in the woods, there's not even necessarily a plot, but all the things that they discover and that they have and little problems that come about and how they quickly work together without competition, without strife in solving those problems. And the resolution may not be really easy. It may be kind of a patchwork. Hey, let's try this. Hey, that might work. And in the case of the brush, couldn't we use a hedgehog to brush mom's hair? And what about a garden rake? You know, they're just innovative ideas. And so that concept flows amongst all of her books, the same idea. What can we make out of nothing?
Right.
And what can we make that doesn't rely on technologies nor on money?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what was your mother's inspiration?
It seemed like just completing the assignment, right?
Well, that was the start of it, completing the assignment. But she has always maintained the role of, I want children to think. I want to stimulate the children to, as she says it, to fantasize, to be imaginative. That is really her underlying goal in all of it. And when we were all growing up, she would tell stories, and we got tired of the old Grimm's fairy tales, So she's like, okay, once upon the time there was a, and we would interrupt, and we would say, a cup, a garbage can, a light bulb. And she would come up with these wonderful stories, just imagine it. But think about growing up with something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to be able to spread for the other children, and whether they be learning how to work with each other and come over there. But also, we've got a 90-plus-year-old lady, great-grandmother, that's reading this to her great-grandchild.
Right.
So it's a great spread of age that falls in love with Mission Dish. And they're so simple to draw.
This is awesome. You know, it's like your mother almost missed her calling, but it woke up, it stimulated her, and she still got in, and even maybe the latter part of her life, to live a dream, to live something that she had buried deep inside, for it to come up, to come to the surface and explode and achieve helping other children and stimulate their imagination. That is key, because we lose it. We start when we're children. We have great imagination. We have great ideas. Yes. We're free.
Yeah.
But by the time we become adults, so much is taken from us, intentionally and unintentionally, that it's hard. So many people actually don't live their dreams.
Right.
People, by the time they get to our age, they stop imagining.
Yep. And it's hard to bring that back. And I'm sitting here watching you, and I know on the radio no one can see me, but I'm rapidly nodding my head to Cheryl's words here.
Because so we were all given seeds of greatness, seeds of imagination, seeds of power that we could achieve wonderful things and really contribute to our community, to our society, to the world. But we lose it. And it's so sad. Some of us really fight. And those are the ones who become the Steve Jobs and the, you know, Bill Gates of the world, and other people who, you know, the are Olympic gold medalists and bronze and silver. You know, they really hang in there and fulfill their dream, make their imagination, their dreams come true.
Right.
But there's so many of us, just on average, we don't do that. We just,
and it is a choice.
It is.
It is a choice that each and every one of us have. We have the experiences that are thrown upon us, that we cannot control our environment, but it is our choice how we respond to it. And that's so key to understand that and instill that in our own hearts and our mindsets. And think about even, do we all need a role model? Sure we do.
Yes, we do.
And we need someone that'll help us along. Just like the Olympians you mentioned, the Michael Phelps. And so they have coaches.
Right.
And that's why they're the Olympians, because they have coaches that they listen, and they have those role models. They have people to help them. And we're just wanting to give kids that opportunity through this. Here you go. Here's a coaching way for you to do it. And you can do it at home, but it's your choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you self-published this book?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. And then once you self-published it, though, you were able to reach out to some of the bookstores and encourage them to carry the book as well?
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The Tattered Cover, which has three locations in Denver, has been very, very welcoming and very receptive to us. We had, just during the holiday season, we had a bedtime stories. So when you look online, you see these pictures of me in my pajamas, to my chagrin now. But we were having kids, and we had the little kids, and we got to read it to them. They've been very gracious, and they're very receptive to many local authors. It becomes a very relationship type of a scenario when, as an author or as a publisher, you're working with not just the stores, the retail shops, but people that are in the environment. Again, it comes back to the relationships that you are so promoting.
Right.
And the small businesses have been wonderful. But even that, when you go into some of the larger conglomerates like Amazon and Barnes and Noble, it actually is very accessible. It does take time, but it is very accessible. And there are plenty of resources. The Colorado Independent Publishers Association is an incredible resource in our local area, and there are other regionals in all the states in the United States and globally that help support that independent publishing become so accessible through the internet and through the digital world.
That's good. Now, Ingrid, you also mentioned something about schools, going into schools.
Yes, yes.
So you have that opportunity. How is that?
It's wonderful. We go into schools and allow to have different programs for the different grade levels. In the younger pre-K, we're focusing on imagination. What are some other opportunities out there? Like with the brush, we'll use that. And boy, I've gotten some crazy other thoughts for what could be used as a brush.
Right.
That where I'm going, I never thought of using one of those, what is it, the knights in shining armor, they have those swinging things and the balls, uh-huh, but
the
they
balls
have those
spikes on it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going, yeah, that would work, I guess. And then all the way up to the upper levels of the still elementary school, the third and fourth graders, mm-hmm. we're at that point, we are instilling, after they've gotten the storyline, but to utilize the rhythm and the rhyming and developing their own stories to make the whole thing put together as an entire book.
Yeah.
I was listening to you and I was thinking how awesome that is, going into the schools and stimulating the children's imagination and encourage them to be writers or whatever it is that they're going to be. It's awesome, especially since in some of our school districts, some of our creative subjects, from what I understand, are being taken away.
Yeah.
Like no music, no art. I can't even imagine it, you know, no PE, you yeah. know, but I understand that some school districts are no longer offering these subjects.
There's a lot of structure involved, unfortunately. And when you look at some of the very strong proponents for different switches to the educational system, like Lavanna Roth, who's mm-hmm. a trainer across the country that also supports Mission Tisch, mm-hmm. but where she's embodying the different methods of teaching to incorporate more of a broader perception mm-hmm. of how to teach and what to teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem today with Common Core and stuff going mm-hmm. on out there that I'm not all that excited about.
Well, there's big debates on this on both sides.
Yeah.
So,
So, honey, this is awesome. Now, she's talking about the independent publishers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could join it because honey wrote a book.
Yeah, I did. She has it.
It's right.
Yeah.
Love to have you come. The SEPA meets every third Saturday.
Okay.
And so there's definitely more information on that at sepacatalog.org, SEPACATALOG.org.
Oh my goodness.
And, eyes closed, focusing on that. But yeah, sepacatalog.org, and they have much, a lot of information on that site. And again, we'd welcome anyone to come to these meetings.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you're listening to I Am Love Builders. I'm Casper and my lovely wife Cheryl here in the studios. We have Ingrid Pica in studios with us as well, and she's talking about her book and books series, Mission Tisch, and a lot of great stuff going on. And we'll, you can reach us at IamLoveBuilders.com, or you can find us on Facebook, I Am Love Builders. Just do a search. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Just living in this moment.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we have our special guest in the studio with us today, Ingrid Pika, and we're learning all kinds of wonderful and exciting things about children, because we're all about relationships,
yes.
And I like how you talked about your mother being engaging with the children and establishing relationships, because we have found that healthy people will produce healthy relationships. And it starts when we're young. I mean, we have to learn. I mean, there's so many things we have to overcome in life. But if you started out healthy and as whole as you could possibly be, it carries over to your other relationships, marriage and raising your own children. And it's just imperative.
And even into work and your neighbors. Yeah. It really pans across all the way in your entire life.
Yes. Now you got something special going on. You're just going to tell us about.
Oh, yes. This is so much fun. Just last week, we launched our new campaign. So we've got Mission Titian Mama's Brush out, which was our first endeavor. And again, we've got so much in line that we want to do. We want to turn these into interactive ebooks, and we are getting ready to produce the second book. We've got the third and fourth books in line as well.
Wow.
Obviously, this needs a little bit of other resources to put us together. So we just launched, it's called Kickstarter, and it goes by crowdfunding. It goes by the message of having a lot of people do a little bit, and it helps in the whole consumption. The same way as the little boy that was walking along the beach with his grandfather, and there was just thousands of starfish on that beach. The tide had gone out, and the boy was picking up one starfish at a time and throwing it into the ocean to save the little guys. And the father, grandfather watches this kid for a little while, and he says, stops and finally, he's like, you know, why are you doing this? There's just too many of them. And the little boy picks up the next starfish, holds it up in his little fingers, and says, it matters to this one.
Right.
And it's such a warming story. And it just explains how, you know, one at a time, every sand kernel does build up. And that's what we're looking for with crowdfunding. So that when people are contributing to the Kickstarter.missiontish.com, they're actually doing their part in helping a young child become an author.
Right.
You know, imagine having a little child that's less than 10 years old actually having a published book. And having the ability to produce more books that will incite more relationships between mothers and fathers and their kids, being able to sit and read at story time and having something engaging to talk about. So we're very excited about that. And bringing that visibility, we're doing some selfie photo bombs of Mission Tish so they can show up anywhere. All of a sudden, take a selfie, here's Mission Tish. And if you don't see us, that's okay. Just draw Mission Tish, because that was one of the things my mother did when she created them. They were supposed to be as absolutely simple as possible. They're round. She likes round, so they're very round. And they've got little pointy heads and hair sticking up. And, you know, as silly and cute as they look, they're extremely easy. And we want kids to infringe on our trademark. We want them to color them, and even adults. Just if you're in a restaurant and you're just sitting there at a napkin, draw them, take a selfie, and put it on our Facebook page. Mission Tish, here we are.
There you go. That's
very good. Yeah. That's awesome.
But all the contributions and the pledges really help us out in reaching our goal.
Yeah. We'll have to put a link to that on our Facebook page at
I
Love Builders.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now tell me this. What did your mother say to you when you told her that you've signed her up for school? Now, it's one thing for her to sign you up for school, but you signed her up for school, for classes.
Well, actually, it was more for the counselor first, in so that it would sign up for school. My mother was born and raised and grew up and studied in Germany. She had actually gone to medical school in Germany with my father as well. And they came to Germany, or came to America after World War II, after they'd gone through their studies. So when she always lamented about her accent. She can never get rid of her accent. She always wants to write and so forth. So we needed to make sure that she could provide proof that she was a literate woman.
Okay.
Into college. So we signed her up for that, the career counselor, and got her then sent up for that. But she was a little stunned, like, what? You didn't? Really?
I bet. Right?
And then she had to take the test, but it was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Amen to Crafton Hills College.
Yeah. Now, you are one of four children?
I am.
And so you have what?
I have three older brothers. Okay. I'm the little baby girl.
Oh. All right. So what does the brothers think of Mission Tish?
Well, it's part of them. We were all grown up by the time, obviously, these evolved. Mm-hmm. But all of our kids have all known Mission Tish. And they're obviously very encouraging and think it's cool. It's like, wow, Mom's done this. Mm-hmm. And it's going somewhere.
Well, this is awesome. Yeah. Now, Ingrid, besides becoming a publisher and probably a co-author, I guess maybe we could say, with your mom with Mission Tish.
Mm-hmm, there'll be more coming.
You have your own consulting
I do.
Firm. So tell us, let me see, Beyond Strategies.
Consulting.
Consulting, yes. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. So a lot of small businesses, and whether it be a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, and I know, Casper, you work a lot with this too, face the challenges of where do the revenues really come from? Where are they going? How do we analyze those?
Right.
How do we keep our staff happy? How do we make sure that the employees are understanding each other so that the company and the firm is working as a team?
Mm-hmm.
It all boils down to 5-star plus customer service.
Right.
And if the customer is not getting that same thing in the most effective red carpet way, and they're getting their sandwich in three different breads without even asking for it, and their haircut all different colors,
mm-hmm,
so forth,
mm-hmm.
There's a concept in the business that they need to know where they're going and how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we need to do meeting with the teams and mediating some of the staff meetings, or getting together with the business owner or the management team,
mm-hmm.
or working together with the solopreneur in establishing what are your goals, your visions, and what's the hardest thing about getting started?
Right.
Getting started.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that easing that transition, and that's why I call it Beyond Strategy, because it's easy to come up with all these great ideas and then it sits on your desk and
right.
goes.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
so through my workbenches and the consulting and we really focus on going past the planning stages and implementing, reassessing how that is working,
mm-hmm.
and then re-implementing and replanning.
Plan, do, review.
Yep.
That's very good. I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking about, I know in our age group, we know, because we're kind of traveling the same social circle here, so we know a lot of our people who are entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. or solopreneurs, own their own mom and pop shops. But I was thinking how awesome, in relation to the stimulation of Mission Tish, to bring in the younger generation and encourage them to be business owners, to be entrepreneurs.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just think, as we are in the young elementary, primary ages, stimulating their imagination that they might be writers or something one day, how much more to gauge and kind of channel our children into being business owners.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying the Mission Tish need to start a business?
They could.
I actually have one little reader that is working on that one. Mission to start their own business.
All right.
So there are so many avenues. You know, we think of the innovative process and how long when a business is started,
mm-hmm.
the average business startup, once they last over 3 years,
mm-hmm.
they're likely to succeed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But how many can make it to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Not many.
Mm-hmm. Not many. And that's mm-hmm. where that stamina takes into place,
mm-hmm.
and building your resources,
yeah.
making sure you've got the ducks in a row,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
before you go out and say, I'm going to sell all kinds of insurances because everybody loves me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But still keep that, because that's what's going to mm-hmm. keep you going
yeah.
through those, you know, slow times,
right.
those down times, which are going to come.
Yeah,
right.
But it needs to be a strong why in there somewhere. They need, you know, why mm-hmm. are you going to sell insurance?
Right,
you know,
right.
If anybody tells me they're going to start a business, I don't even want to know the how and the what. I want to know why.
Right.
Why are you going to do that?
Right.
You know, and they need to be They need to convince me of why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So with your consulting, do you work with a, have you had the opportunity to work with a lot of young people or?
A lot, yes.
Okay.
And again, it comes to the point of now that you've started it, it's going to be tough. So how do we keep you going? And I always go back to the, don't let anyone tell you you can't do this.
Right.
Right.
Because you can.
Absolutely.
You just may have to figure out a different way to do it.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
if somebody were to say, hey, you can't get to the moon, well then obviously someone made that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And whether
right.
you're first on the moon or second, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But you can if you really set your mind to it and overwork those obstacles.
So what kind of tips do you give out to help young people?
The main one is to focus. And once you establish that plan that you have, make it, chunk it down into doable pieces.
Okay.
If you make a plan saying, okay, I'm going to call 10 people tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
that's not specific enough.
Mm-hmm.
Which 10 people are you calling and why are you calling those 10?
Mm-hmm.
When you make that phone call, what are you planning on achieving? Writing down the specific asks or the specific results you're going to get from that call.
Hmm.
And not every call may be resulting in a
right.
transaction or a closing
right.
of business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It may be as simple of, hey, how are you doing? Just wanted to see if there's anything that you can that you need from me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those are very specific things that if the task is not achievable,
mm-hmm.
it ends up being pushed off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, honey, we got going to break here shortly, but don't forget about, tell them about, what if someone wants to sponsor or
yes, yes, we are looking for, absolutely, we're looking for folks to come on the show, but we're also looking for sponsors of our show. You can get more information about sponsorship by going to IamLoveBuilders.com, just clicking on donate or sponsorship, and you can get over to that information. You're listening to IamLoveBuilders.com with Casper and Cheryl Stockham. We have Ingrid Pika in studio with us, and we're on Christ the King World Radio and World Media Ministries as well. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world, Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
For tuning in to the I Am Love Builders radio show here on Christ the King World Radio with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and our special guest in the studio today, Ingrid Pika. Thank you, Ingrid.
It's so fun to be here this morning.
Yes, yes.
You guys are awesome hosts.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you.
We thank you very much.
We pay her well.
So, Ingrid, tell us something else about your upcoming, your future projects. What are you planning to take over the world with?
We actually are planning to take over the world.
Okay, good.
We actually are. Imagine if everybody could get along as well as Mission Tishtu and their family, despite just things that are not working well. Long term, there are things that we do want to incorporate into the Mission Tish platform. I had mentioned my mother mm-hmm. and my father were born and raised and worked in Germany before mm-hmm. they came to America. One of the books my mother had written was actually in German, mm-hmm. and I went ahead and translated it into English. And mm-hmm. then I thought, wait, what am I doing? This is crazy. This isn't in a different language. Why mm-hmm. would I take that away? Mm-hmm. And we've also had other people that have seen the book and inquire, hey, is this in a different language? Mm-hmm. So our goal is that we're going to have this in any country, again, inciting the children of that country to write stories regarding their own culture.
Right.
I don't want to be writing for a child that doesn't have the same ideals or the same mm-hmm. the same understanding of something.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They can bring out that culture. Again, supporting the small business and local, those books will then be made and produced mm-hmm. in that country as local to that child as possible.
Right. Right.
So even in the United States, we were making the little plush toys for Mission Tish, mm-hmm. and so I'm using local seamstresses. I don't want to offshore. I want to support our country. Mm-hmm. And for a child to be in Brazil or in Germany or Uzbekistan, mm-hmm. let them write their own stories, author mm-hmm. it, we'll publish it for them, and get it produced in their country.
Wow.
That
Again,
is awesome.
Before they're 10 years old, that's an accomplishment.
That is awesome. We're going to have a whole new generation of authers and writers, people.
Innovators.
Filled with imagination and conquering their dreams and dreaming big. That is totally awesome. I'm all for
positive.
That.
For the positive.
No, that's good, because right now it seems a lot of our younger generation is just, you know, they've lost the concept of reading. Mm-hmm. You know, they're into the videos and things like that, and they're not really reading as much. I know I talk to people all the time. I said, you know, leaders are readers. And even if you want to deny that, anyone that's really, really successful, even if they are lucky and kind of get that break before they start reading, in order to maintain that income and mm-hmm. that level of success. Mm-hmm. they almost have to backfill it with some knowledge, and they get that by reading.
Right, right.
And you are helping to contribute to that.
We are working on it. We've got big plans.
Yeah. That is so awesome.
Need a lot of help.
So how can we help our listening audience and even ourselves? How can we help promote the things that we're doing, Mission Tish, and even our new radio program? How can we kind of get the word out through social media and some of the other?
So as we had alluded to, the kids nowadays and the generation, they're becoming more and more reliant on these little black square boxes that we hold in our hands mm-hmm. and cannot be separated from. I think we call them smartphones for some odd, ironic reason. But the utilization of social media is such a powerful tool mm-hmm. that we can reach globally. We can reach friends, and we can family and people we've never met.
Sure.
Having conversations with people in Australia is just phenomenal.
Right.
Yes.
When we are able to reach our internal spheres by something such as simple as Facebook, mm-hmm. Believe it or not, when you like a Facebook post, it makes it visible for many other people. Mm-hmm. And even the different ways that pages are set up, whether they're set up as personal pages, community pages, business pages, there are some logarithms that make it more visible for one or another. Mm-hmm. So the more that people are active on other people's posts, the more visible that it becomes because of that sharing. So literally, there actually is an order of effectiveness.
Okay.
The first thing, when you like a post that you see, after you've liked a page, uh-huh. don't forget to like the page, you got to uh-huh. do that first. But like the page, and the first thing you want to do is share the post on your own page.
Okay.
Sharing that post gives it credibility from the person that you're sharing it from. So, mm-hmm. for example, for Mission Tish, the Facebook page, once you've liked Mission Tish, then at that point, when you shared a post that we've put onto our mm-hmm. page, all of your network is able to see that.
Right.
Plus the fact that now that you've tapped into it, other people that normally may not have caught attention to it that do follow our page are going to pop it up more that way.
Right. Okay.
The next thing to do is to comment on the post, whether it be on your link or on the actual page itself where it was posted. So, for example, if on Mission Tish we were to say, hey, we're on I Am Love Builders Today Radio, then I Am Love Builders will go ahead and share it on your page.
That's right.
And comment on that. Mm-hmm. Now, when I go back and then I like it on your page, mm-hmm. the I Am Love Builders page, mm-hmm. now my followers are seeing your page.
Right. Okay.
So it's all about a you that makes it enormous, beautiful network of people getting to see each other. So share, comment, and like makes an impactful difference in becoming effective and increasing your visibility.
That is totally awesome. Now, you were telling us about two other new social medias that I was totally unaware of.
So when we look at the younger generations that now are getting much faster and quicker, and they don't want to be bothered with looking things up. They mm-hmm. want it now. They're called Snapchat and Instagram. So if you were wanting to reach that younger generation, so 24 and younger, mm-hmm. that would be the better route to use.
Snapchat. Now, Instagram, I have heard of. I don't, never been on it. I have no idea how it works, but that's good.
They're very
Snapchat.
Simple. They're similar as Twitter, but they are more direct, and they kind of save it a little bit. And then some of them just disappear after they're viewed.
It sounds like it's more visual, too. Like you had pictures and video and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Ingrid, we are so glad that you came and joined us today.
It was an honor.
Tell us something about, before we, you know, our time is running out, but before we end, tell us about your consulting business, too. So we want to know how we can help beyond strategies. What do we need to do?
Well, Beyond Strategy is actually out there to help you in any business.
I like that.
Yeah. We have sessions.
Because we need help.
Well, we want to offer it. And the same thing is I don't know everything. So that's why I always pull in a team of other resources and experts.
Sure.
So the first and third, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I've partnered with the Highlands Ranch Chamber of Commerce. We meet there and we have what's called a strategic workbench. Mm-hmm. It's like a round table.
Yes.
I limit how many people can come. And the first fit is it always free. We want people to have their insightful information and share with each other.
Yes.
What are some of the challenges that you may be facing as an individual or as a business, and how can our experiences help you with that? Yes. And on the flip side, what are some of the successes of the people that are there?
Yes.
And how can that contribute to the successes of others?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I've been to some of those, so they're awesome.
They've been awesome. Yeah. Thank you. And the participation of people, quality people like you, Casper, coming has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So to get more information on that, you can go to meetup.com/goingbeyondstrategy. Again, meetup.com/goingbeyondstrategy for the strategic workbenches.
Awesome.
Now, give us your website and Facebook page for Mission Tish for our listeners who might want to go and check Mission Tish out.
Mission Tish, MISHANDTISH.com. That's our website. Right now it is set up more for the adult side, but we are working on getting the children's sides established, where we will have the ability for doing downloads of like coloring pages and activity sheets.
Mm-hmm.
That's all in the making. And then, of course, the Facebook page, Twitter, and Pinterest, Mish and Tish.
Very good. Now, for schools who might want to have you come in, you mentioned about going into school.
Absolutely.
So are you free, and how do they contact you? So
absolutely. If they contact me at P as in Paul, YKA at mishandtishpublishing.com. Again, Pika, PYKA at mishandtishpublishing.com. And then we can look in more what the details are of what you're looking for. Again, there's also more information on kickstarter.mishandtish.com as well as how we outreach to children and schools.
Nice. So we'll definitely put a link on our Facebook page as well, so we can do the like, the share, the comment, and the like again. Get it all connected.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome for what you're doing. And again, here's a big cheers to relationships and building them.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to do this. You know, this is actually it's been a dream of Sherwin and mine to do something like this. We were doing the workshops for a long time, the marriage workshops. In fact, we did one this past weekend. We do marriage workshop and then we do couples workshop as well. So we're excited to do
phenomenal.
That through the Center for Relationship Education. So it's just been a blast.
It's a phenomenal opportunity, and, yeah. and certainly, again, I appreciate you doing that on air like this and supporting that platform of just building relationships.
Yeah. And we that's thank you for about. Your contribution, because I believe it starts when you're young.
Yeah. It does.
And so for you to have a platform for our children to be able to express themselves through writing, to express their imagination, to stimulate their creative juices where they want to write, they want to put their imagination on paper, and have someone to say, you can do this. Go for it. You know, we're here and to provide a platform for them to be able to get it published.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That is totally awesome.
And for your listeners, for any contribution that you can do, whether it's $5, $10 more, $1 higher, when we have rewards too, so mm-hmm. that it's something that's commensurate to what people are contributing. But in essence, you're helping in the same cause.
All right.
So we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, before we end today, I wanted to tell people to make sure they do a love tap. And a love tap for us is telling a positive story. So we want people to call in, go to our Facebook page, go to our email in a love tap. Tell a positive story about someone doing something awesome for you out there. And if you do that, if you have a business, we'll be happy to share your business on the air. So we want to do a love tap. You're listening to IAmLoveBuilders.com. I'm Casper and Cheryl Stockham. We have our awesome guest in studio with us, Ingrid Pica, and she has shared some great information with us. We're going to, we are out of time, so we'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.